Buck, how you been?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Charles played at UCLA and also played in the NFL. Here's my question. With signing day and the next signing period starting a week from tomorrow, give me the craziest thing you saw on one of your recruiting trips, or it could be a couple of them.
Wow.
Now let me just tell you what I'm looking for. Strippers and booze. Strippers and booze is what we want here. Okay.
I mean, we didn't have any strippers. There was clearly alcohol, which at the time I didn't drink. I was in high school. You know, a lot of people thought that was crazy, but I just didn't.
Right.
You know, watching some family members and other people growing up, I didn't drink at the time. So I saw some pretty wild parties. you go to a couple of those frat houses, man, and it was crazy. And it didn't matter what campus that was. So, you know, I don't care how highly intelligent you thought they were, they were partying hard. And it was just, I think the implied, Bill, you know, you always hear, well, did you get anything? I didn't get anything, but a lot of things were implied. You know, like you knew reading between the lines that if you went certain places or you did certain things, you may get something. So
right.
that was always interesting to me. But I can remember how they rolled out the red carpet for you and made you feel like a king and took you to the best places, whether it was their top spots at their university. Each trip I had, man, it was really good. I'm not going to lie about that. They know how to make you feel like you're one of the boys and that if you come there, that's how it's going to be. Like the movie The Program, very similar, not to that degree, but you felt like, hey, if I go there, man, that's going to be cool. And the minute you step on campus, you're trying to take those guys' jobs. It's a little bit different once you finally get there.
Now, which schools, you've told me before, which schools did you officially visit?
I officially visited UCLA, LSU, Stanford, and Notre Dame. And then the last week I was going to go to Miami, and I knew at that point I was ready to make my decision. I regret not going to Miami, but I did eventually during spring when I was in school, maybe after my sophomore, junior year. So I did finally go on that trip, but I didn't go on a recruiting trip there.
You know Gino Toretta, and yeah. I do too. And Gino obviously won the Heisman at Miami, but he's a California kid. He said on his trip, and he just tells it openly, it's funny, that they went out on a Saturday night and drank and partied all night long. Next morning, Jimmy Johnson calls everybody in, you know, one by one, and either offers them a scholarship or not. So Gino's pretty sure he's going to go there, and Jimmy offers him the scholarship. It's them in Jimmy's office, and Gino said he literally was so just drunk from the night before and felt so bad he puked all over Jimmy's office, right there on the spot.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't have as good a story as Gino.
You don't have one of those, huh?
No, I don't. But there's some classic ones, and the things, you know, I would love to see the coaches like Jimmy and some of the other ones when they finish and they write a book about the stories. Like, okay, Gino is in of one. Think about all the other crazy stories they saw or they've seen. You know, Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer. You know, just think about some of those. Trips and you know, I'd love to see Coach Donahue, even Terry Donahue, write a book about the kids that come in and what they expect or what they ask for, things like that. I think that'd be fabulous to turn it on the other side.
So you visited LSU, and this would have been the mid '80s. So was Arnsberger the guy briefly when you visited, or was he gone?
Yeah, Arnsberger was there.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, we had a really good time with LSU, but what they knew, we went over to Southern. Oh, my goodness. I mean, it was
Baton Rouge.
The best of both worlds. Yeah, you had the best of both worlds in Baton Rouge. You had LSU, which was, you know, they know how to get after down there, but Southern was a good spot, too. And those guys were like, hey, man, you come here, you got this right down the street. So I was like, whoa. And you know, I was close to home, Bill. That was the other thing. You know, I was born in Beaumont, but I grew up in Houston. So there were quite a few guys from the Houston area even then. I mean, LSU has always recruited Beaumont or the Golden Triangle and Houston really hard. And so, it felt real comfortable. I had a good visit. Arnst Barger, you know, they were using the tight end quite a bit down there. So yeah, that was a good trip. I had a good time.
And you've told me SMU had already blown up, right, by the time you were ready to go to college.
Yeah, they had already kind of gone through. You know, and I had a lot of unofficial visits in the state of Texas. I went to Texas. I really wasn't too keen on Fred Akers and his staff. Texas A&M I liked a lot. Jackie Sherrill was there at the time. And so, you know, that I unofficially went on a trip there. Also TCU. I didn't go to SMU, but they were having some major issues, and you could tell things were going to start blowing up on SMU. Even on the recruiting trail, things were kind of getting out of hand for them at that point. So, yeah, unofficially, I went to Rice right in town in Houston. But my official visits, I left and went out of the state. And you know what's funny, Bill? I can remember after I signed, there was starting to be, because before then, kids from Texas really didn't leave. We'd either go to Oklahoma or Oklahoma State, all the schools in the Southwest Conference, or maybe LSU, you know, because it was so close. But if you left the state or you left really the region, they would get after you pretty hard. And I can remember coming back home a couple of times and, you know, just going to different events, and they're like, why'd you leave the state? The state's not good enough for you. I said, no, that's not really it. I didn't look at it as I owe the state anything. I love my home state. I love growing up in Houston, but I just thought, you know, this was going to be best for me. And it was funny. I mean, some grown people just treating you like, well, why'd you make that decision? Well, why are you working where you're working? Why are you asking me that?
Explain to everybody, Charles Arbuckle with us. When you were at UCLA and you're signing, you're now on campus and you're a student athlete, when recruits come in for visits and you've got to show them around, how was that assigned, or how do they go about hooking you up with a couple of players that you needed to chaperone?
So usually what they did is if a guy was coming from your area. So,
okay.
For example, you know, we started to have a lot of Texas kids coming in. So Bert Emanuel was from the, you know, Houston area. Pat Bates was from our area. Freddie Gilbert, you know, so they would either sign me or my roommate, Reggie Moore, who was from Houston as well, guys like that. Or if it was a kid out of California or somewhere else, and say he played your position or he played on the offensive side of the ball, and they knew, you know, they tried, what I think they try to do is match up pretty well with who you'll do well with and who will show the kids a good time. And usually it's just like college coaches that are good recruiters. We had guys that were better at getting guys in and, hey, here's an opportunity for you, showing them a good time and not too crazy, because I think that's the fine line. If you go too far with the kids, they go back home and all they talk about is how good of a time they had, as opposed to, you know, the good time, but also they could see themselves in school there, that you made them feel good about that. They were going to go to a really nice restaurant. It was going to be somewhere, Monty's in Westwood or the Chart House, somewhere really high end. So you didn't have to worry about that. But they gave you some money for them and take them out and show them a good time. And, you know, some guys wanted to go hard. You know, they wanted to go party, and then other guys were content with going to Venice Beach, going to a movie, or just going to a party on campus. And now, you know, that it just depended on who the kid was, you know, what he liked. And I think the coaches were good about matching folks up with like-minded guys. And that's usually how people ended up on campus. And when they got there, you basically kind of became their mentor again, because you got them there. So you better, you know, when they had issues or they had problems, you better work through that with them so they would stay at school there.
When you would be showing around a player or couple of guys, could you tell if they actually would be coming? Could you tell if they would end up committing to UCLA, or was it normally not discussed?
Yeah, I could usually tell. And here's one of the coolest things is when you had guys, especially the weather is pretty nice there all the time. But I can remember going to pick a guy up at the athletic department, and it was, you know, around noon, you know, lunchtime, any given day on campus, it's booming. So you walk down Bruin Walk, take them up through Jan steps, just the normal kind of, you know, just kind of see how they are, kind of show them, you know, just a little test drive, so to speak. And the head was on a swivel, and they're just looking. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he's coming here. There ain't no doubt about it. I mean, and before we even, you know, then of course, I'm on campus. I know a few people. Hey, you know, how you doing? What's going on? This is such and such. He's from, you know, Northern California. He's interested in school here. And if somebody got his attention and they started talking to him, I would say, okay, hold on. I'm going to be right back. I'll go, you know, I'm going to go get us some water or something out of the coop. I'll be back. And you could tell. If somebody got their hooks on somebody early, it was going to be good because then everything was set up. Other guys would come by, hey, man, how you doing? We're having something here tonight. Why don't you come by? And it was organic. And then you could see the guy's head moving. And, like, by the end of the trip, you say, hey, are you coming in? Could you see yourself here? And, man, a lot of times, yeah, that it was hard to turn that place down if it was – all set out nice, and they had a good time, and they got their questions answered by the coaches, and they felt like they could come there and play. Usually, when guys came out on that campus, they wouldn't want to sign on the dotted line.
Do you think players select a school because of playing time more so than the bigger picture? What's the number one item typically these days?
I think getting to the league is really, if you're a high, you know, five or four star guy, and people told you, you've shown from Pop Warner days all the way through, or once you started playing ball, that you were just that elite level guy.
Yeah,
I think usually their mindset is, I want to get to the league. Who can help me get there? You know, I'm being quite honest, and you know, I know I have to go to school for 3 years. I know I have to do that, but how can I get to the next level? But I think the majority of people now are starting to think, yeah, I would love to play at that next level, but I also know I want to play early. That's another thing. You know, I want to get on the field right away. And so a couple of those things mesh up, and it seems like the guys that really come in and understand, you may not step on the field right away, but if you're in the right program and they develop you properly, you'll get to where you want to go. And it may only start 2 years. Some guys don't get that opportunity to start all the years they step on the field. So I think it's a combination, Bill. And if you have a good understanding that you need to grow and develop, and you're not going to just be the man the day you step on campus, those are the guys that really adjust pretty well. Now, if you're just a high-level elite player and you've always been that, you're probably going to go on campus and feel like, I should take over right away. And if you're good enough, the coaches will usually put you on the field. You're starting to see that now. So I think it's a combination of both, how early they can start, but also who can develop them best to get them to the next level.
Buck, we'll talk next week, my friend. Thank you very much.
Hey, Bill, good talking to you, man. Take care.